The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, when we sit down to meditate, one of the important discoveries is what is concerning our minds, what we're preoccupied with, what are the important themes or activities. And sometimes it comes up right away. That we sit down and we see that our mind is involved and caught up in particular concerns. And sometimes as we settle a little bit, deeper underlying, perhaps very important things that we haven't attended to, unresolved issues, are come up. Desires and things that we want, things we don't want come up. And what chances are high that whatever preoccupations, concerns that are operating for us that we discover and, oh, that's what it's about, that's what my mind is about right now, chances are high that in some form or other they are an expression of a lack of contentment. A lack of a simple contentment with just being alive for now. Just being here and alive, breathing. There's a feeling that something needs to happen or something needs to stop happening and something needs to be figured out and something needs to be reviewed and thought about. And one of the things we're developing in meditation is the skill, the ability and the wherewithal to sit in a deep contentment. It doesn't mean that we're content with all things, and there is a very important discontent that Buddhism kind of depends on, and that's a discontent with suffering, not to put up with it. However, there is a deep contentment and acceptance that is a path to freedom from suffering. If we're always struggling with our suffering and wanting something different, we actually limit how much we can really plunge deeply in and find real freedom. So to begin having some relationship to contentment here and now, to be content with what one has for now, to be content with the circumstance one is in for these 30 minutes. To be content just to be breathing and sitting and waking up the mindfulness, the awareness. It's a big topic, contentment, and has many different associations, many different touches, many different parts of our lives. And so certainly there we have to be careful about when we are and are not content. But I'd like to propose to you that when you sit down to meditate, that there is some kind of contentment and some kind of discontentment that supports the movement towards peace and to freedom. Don't be content to just wander off in your thoughts and spend the whole time thinking about something. Be discontent about that. But be very content at the opportunity to just sit here and be aware. Be content to be aware of the wandering mind. Be content to be in this body, breathing. One of the turning phrases that I received from my teacher was, and he said to me, just to be alive is enough. And it's a turning phrase because it became something that echoed through my life and kind of a koan, kind of a wisdom statement that was a reference point for understanding all the times I thought that just being alive, just right now, breathing, was not enough. I had to prove myself or do something. So to sit upright here and to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, and perhaps to let go, perhaps to relax into this time and place. Deep breath in as a affirmation of being here in this body at this time. An affirmation of here and now. And the long exhale is letting other times and other places and concerns fall away. They'll come back if they're important. And for now, it's the appropriate time to let go and just be here. And to let your breathing return to normal. And to see if you can find within you, in some place in your body, some place in your mind, some feeling of contentment, some feeling of being comfortable and satisfied, just to be alive for now, just to be here without desires for something else, without needing things to be different. Some place where you're just content to be breathing, present with your experience. And then to, as you exhale, to relax your body more. Soften the face, the shoulders, the belly. And as you relax on the exhale, maybe at the same time you can settle further in into your contentment. And then to settle your attention into the breathing. And can you have a little more contentment? Content just to be here, breathing, whatever way your breathing is. And if other things arise and you become aware of other things besides the breathing, allow that to be the content of awareness. Content with which you are content. Content with what, with the content of the present moment. Here. Content to be aware. Perhaps taking a deeper breath, and with the exhale, allow yourself to settle in to more contentment, embodied contentment, heartfelt contentment, emotional contentment, maybe in the middle of whatever else is happening. Deep breathing in and settling in at the center to contentment. And as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps to appreciate the feeling, the sentiment of contentment, either whatever degree of contentment there's here, or whatever appreciation we have for it. Because there's a contentment in ourselves, just being alive and being here. That means that we can be present with other people without habitually projecting on them our needs, our desires, our wants, how we want them to be different, how we want them to behave a certain way so that we can feel better. That if we can be content and settled and safe in ourselves, we can, it can help us to feel not so influenced or affected by how other people are. And we can meet them with more clarity. We can see them for who they are themselves, without the projections, without the strategies, without the defenses. And may it be that whatever degree of contentment, healthy contentment we can find in being here and present, that it guides us, teaches us how to bring a fuller attention, a fuller listening, a fuller care to others, that allows them to be, to allows them to be as they are, so they can really discover who they are and they can learn how to be content in themselves. May our contentment be a vehicle for us to care and love and be generous to the people around us. May our contentment help us become a safe person for others, maybe even a refuge for others. May it be that our meditation practice today is for the welfare and happiness of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe, and may all beings be free.